I'm a mess, I guess. It's what I've asked for, it's what I've needed. Well, you know me better than that, or at least you did. Then something happened, but once again, well, something's happened. The confidence you held in us, a rope we almost hung ourselves with. At times I wonder if we really took the steps to break right through it. I know that there were better days, but to see the light and to feel the rays, life was always back and forth, and we were idling or making useless progress. Waiting for the rain to stop. Destination beautiful. It seems that through. Are we not trying? Oh, we're trying too hard. Well, you know, never want to miss. I hold on tight and reminisce, but it's bittersweet to me when time stands still as it's trapped inside the letterbox you gave back to me. But I'm the one who keeps on reading. But I'm the one who wants to let it go. I'm the first to speak, but you're the last to know. Another scene that we're creating. I need to know if we're still making useless. Oh, pride.
Destination beautiful. It seems that I'm still waiting for the sun. And it seems like yesterday we had the world our way, but so well say we're headed for destruction. Whoa. You're listening to RDS Studios, home of shipping and handling and the Coopmeister.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. We're back on our regular time slot of Wednesday night. I hope most of you caught the Friday night show, which went pretty well with Fluxy. And tonight we have Steak again with us. He was on the Friday show. And we also have Lee, as usual. And it's me, Coop. And my girlfriend, Pero, she's here too, but she might not talk a lot. Maybe do some jabs here and there.
You guys
okay.
Me hassling her now.
You guys should probably talk a little bit louder, man.
All right,
what's up?
I feel like it.
Okay, well, anyways, it's been a pretty short week, well, since Friday, I guess, so not a lot has happened. We got a lot of great videos coming
That's
out.
A lot
of great videos are coming out, and it's awesome. I think everyone's getting ready for the con season or something.
Yep.
And we didn't get that many commercials or promos this week, so I think we got one new commercial, and I'll play that. I think it's for the REM Sleep project, so I'll play that in between a song today. And we also put up an AMV of the Week poll, and because a lot of great videos came out, I put that up on the RDS forum, so whenever you guys get a chance, go over to the poll over there and vote in your favorite video for the week, and we'll announce the winner later on in the show.
Yep.
And for tonight, we have an interview with Vlad Ponhert. I'm sure most of you guys know him. You guys... Probably, I've seen.
He goes by a BGP on the org.
BGP?
I'm serious.
Oh, he does? I thought it was just Vlad. Okay.
Oh, maybe that's on his live journal or something.
Yeah. He just goes as Vlad G. Ponhert on the org.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Okay. Well, you guys should talk louder because Deranged, who is helping us record this show once again, is...
I think it's your problem.
No, yeah, dude, I turned you guys all the way up, so...
Okay,
so talk louder.
Closer to my mouth. So it sounds like I'm molesting it. Oh, yeah, I'm getting loud here.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, yeah.
All right, there you go. All right, I turned you guys up. You guys weren't really saying much anyway, so... All right. Want to talk about some stuff? We have the VCA.
All right. VCA finals. Yes.
What about it?
They're up.
They're up. Yeah, they're up. Yeah, you guys know about the disqualified video?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got...
Scorpions Unlimited.
Yeah, that's kind of sad, you know. But I don't think he really...
He
wasn't really malicious when he did that. I think they just kind of put it up and didn't really think about being, like, the best first video or anything.
Oh, no. I doubt it.
Yeah, well... At least, yeah, I don't know. You guys have anything else to say? You guys don't like any videos that are up there right now?
Well, since the server's down, there's not really any new videos out.
Yeah, that's true. But the thing is, even though...
there is.
Even though the servers are down, I think most of the people who
I've got a couple hosting things I can
bring out some stuff. What?
For one thing, I'd like to recognize the BSP collab.
Why?
I think it's awesome.
Is it? Are you being sarcastic here?
No, of course not. Are you kidding me?
What?
I'm sarcastic with BSP, dude.
Wow, that's horrible.
No, for real, it's good. You should all download it.
I kind of like the SSJ's video better. The Colony Project. It was kind of like a one-man multi-editor project. It's kind of weird, but...
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I really like Adam X vs. P-Wolf Iron Chef.
Yeah, we did a... Yeah, you guys... Yeah, P-Wolf had a... And Adam X had a Iron Chef last night, and I got to give him the song.
I saw those.
And it was judged, so you guys should download that. It was a pretty good match.
They were horrible. Don't download them.
Yeah, they were horrible. No, actually, it was a pretty good match, so you guys should download that. It's on the forums at amv.org whenever you guys get a chance.
I thought P-Wolf was pretty good.
It was.
Yeah,
it,
too, with the ghost I voted
for it. Dude, I...
It's pretty.
It was down to me. It was 2-2 on the votes, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna flip a coin. and Adam X won, so I gave it to him. No, I'm just kidding. I was already leaning towards him, so I just gave it to him eventually.
It's just the effects.
Dude, I like effects.
Is that why you hate my videos now?
No, I didn't. I never liked your videos. I'm just kidding. Oh. No, well, I always like your videos, man. That's cool.
This is a formal challenge to DCD. Iron Chef, you bitch.
What? Why?
Because I have to. He lives in Atlanta with me.
Yeah, so he doesn't want to meet you, right? Is he
yes,
too scared?
Iron Chef him.
Is he too scared or something?
I don't know.
He's a pussy.
I am a raper murderer. So it happens.
Okay, anyways, do we want to take some callers for the VCA?
Yeah, let's take some callers for the VCA.
Hey, oh yeah, actually, we're going to take some callers. If you have, like, a video in the VCA, if you want to plug it in, you know, just give us a call. Or, like, actually message us on AIM, and then you can, like, just do a shout-out about your video or something and tell us why you think we should vote for your video in the finals. Well, while we're waiting for that, because there's a 30-second lag. Hey, my video, hey. Euphoria, 1,000 opinions. How about that? That's crazy.
Hey, guess who got video, opinion number 1,000. Yeah, that's me.
You
cheated, man.
Not Berserk.
You are such a cheater.
Okay. Berserk. All right, I'm gonna tell you guys a story of how this happened. This morning, okay. I found out I had 999 opinions on it, and Lee has been bugging me for the past, like, few weeks about, like, getting 1,000 opinion. And I'm like, all right, fine, I'll make sure you get it. And he wasn't around on his computer, so I called him on his cell phone, and I told him, dude, it's at 999, what the hell are you? And he he's like, and I suggested, do you want me to log in as you and vote, put in an opinion for you for you? Yeah. It was great. Hey, if you guys want to know his password, I can tell you right now.
We'll type
it's
it out
pretty bad. Okay, I'm getting some people here to call in. Let's see.
Call in.
Did you guys get anything?
Let's do it.
No, wait, never mind. It's just a bunch of people messaging me for no reason. Anyways.
Just for a little FYI for the people in the chat room, I'm Pero. Sorry, I came in a little late. I couldn't find my headphones.
Sorry. Yeah, this is Grace. She's cool.
Yeah, I'm representing the estrogen on this radio cast.
Yay. All right. Anyways, I guess no one wants to talk about the VCAs. I think everyone's fed up with it.
Come on. No one has to talk about the VCAs.
No, no one wants to talk about it.
Call someone.
Call
someone. The VCAs haven't been as thrilling.
They really haven't. I don't know why. Maybe it's because we're not really big Naruto fans.
Yeah.
That's probably it. You want to just call up some random person? Like, hey, what do you think about the VCA? It's like, I don't know who you.
It's like, I don't know. I can call someone in, like, Taiwan or something. Just, like, do a Skype search.
It's like, you are on RDS Radio.
I am? E2? Who the hell are you?
Oh, and since Deranged can't call in because he's recording a broadcast, he says, Olin got robbed.
Olin got robbed.
Well, I'm not going to say anything about that, but I had to relay the message because he's doing this favor for us, recording our broadcast.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess Berserk has something to say, so we'll give him a call.
Awesome.
That's
Berserk's man.
That was great, man. Good job.
That's mixed with Taco and Pop, so...
Okay.
Mighty tasty.
Is Berserk here? Do we have him online?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
You got something to say about the VCA here?
Yeah, from what I've seen, some of the VCAs, some of the videos are a little hard to choose between.
Really?
Indeed. Yeah. In my opinion, because I watched some of them, and some of them were just like, oh, wow. And others are just like, I already know who I'm picking for that one.
Well, who did you... Do you have any specific category you want to talk about?
Because, like, for best comedy, it's sort of hard to choose which AMV Hell is best.
AMV Hell 1.
And then there's also... And then there's also, like, football. Classic.
Okay.
Then,
that's not classic, it's just good. Classic would be like...
I didn't really like it. I don't know. It's too repetitive. I'm like, okay, there's kind of... It was funny at, like, the first 30 seconds, and then it just got boring. I don't know.
No, it was a well-done video, but...
It was a well-done video, but it's like... It's not the
idea
funny.
Of that video wasn't quite as, like, just groundbreaking as original as AMV Hell. Like, just AMV Hell 1.
AMV Hell. Oh, I can't say so many good things about that. It's just great.
I mean, think how many spinoffs there have been on AMV Hell. I mean, come on, we did our RDS compilation the same way our AMV Hell did. I mean, you know...
Not really.
Yeah, we did.
RDS compilation was a joke. I should probably get rid of that.
It wasn't a joke.
I liked the compilation.
I know, but you're kind of biased.
Well, I only like the last segment.
Oh, okay.
So I am
biased. No one likes the last segment.
Thanks.
My Akira segment got bashed.
That's fine.
People. They're like, I didn't like the Akira one.
Yeah, I didn't
make sense.
I didn't like yours either, man, actually.
Oh, damn it.
I'm sorry, that was pretty bad. I didn't know what that was all about. That's okay. No one knew it was you that made it, right?
Until now.
Oh, they do now.
That's fine. Is Berserk still here?
You're first.
Yeah, I'm still here.
You got anything else to say, man? Because I have some other callers I'm going to...
Videos are hard to choose between, man.
I know, but...
Some of the competition is just sort of out of there. Because you have, like... For, like, Creator of the Year, you have, like... three people that can definitely be considered for that, but in the end, you have to end up flipping a coin or something.
I see. Okay.
I think it was sort of hard to choose for, like, Creator of the Year and Most Improved. Those I think, were my two hardest categories to pick.
Sorry, I'm, like, typing in the chat room. Okay, well, thanks for your input, man. So,
no problem.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, see you later.
Okay, we're going to call up Tamara Knight. She's the biggest Dragon fan ever. Though she's been doing, like, the other show now. I forgot what it's called. But do you guys know what it is?
I have no idea.
All right, whatever. Let's see if she got her mic fixed, because we actually tried calling her the first week, and it wasn't working out too well.
Ooh, it's another female?
Is it working now?
Yes, it's working. Oh, hey, hi, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, you got anything to say about the BCA here?
Okay. Lady DX.
Sorry. Yeah, Lady DX.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I forgot. I know her from the chat rooms and stuff.
Okay.
You have anything to say?
Oh, on the VCAs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Really, it is hard this year.
Is it?
Yeah. There's a lot of them that I had never seen. I'm here lately just with things going on in school and stuff. I've not had a chance to download a whole lot, and I spent at least 2 days downloading videos and watching them.
It should have been such a hard decision in the romance category, right?
Yeah, because we all know. Which one's going to win? Whisper of the Beast for romance?
I don't know.
Oh,
is that actually in there?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. But it should.
Romance.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that I didn't really like. I guess I'm one of the few that I don't like the popular opinion.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I kind of like Whisper of the Beast, but I more like the end where they're playing that U2 song, which was a cover from a song from Ghost in the Shell.
Oh.
If you ever noticed that.
Yeah, I noticed that.
No.
I noticed it, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the best multi-editor project decision shouldn't be too hard either.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I mean...
Children Project?
Animex?
Animex? RPG? ROS? TCT?
The ROS isn't really accounting. I'm just kidding.
No, it's competitive.
No, let's just get rid of it.
Now, you know I have to vote for the Children's Project.
Oh, okay, I knew it.
One of the...
The winner of that category is going to be the one who has the most members.
This is true. Crap. This is
true. Most likely.
DDR4, RBG.
Did DDR4 make it to the finals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did?
Oh, crap.
Oh, no, wait. Animix. Oh, God.
Yeah, Animix is huge. It's going to pretty much take over everything.
And how many editors are Animix? Like 100 or something?
I don't know. How many Animixes are there?
There's five.
There's five.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's like a five-part thing because they couldn't do the whole thing as one big project.
That's crazy.
They finally put it all together, but still it's so crazy.
Yeah, like yesterday I had somebody ask me, they said, does anybody have the DDR project? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And they're like, can you send them to me? I'm like, wait a minute, you want me to send these to you online?
Yeah.
Like, how many days do you have?
Yeah, it's like 600 megabytes a piece. It's pretty huge.
Yeah, it's not so bad when you have a fast connection, though. Right,
yeah.
It's still pretty bad.
Not everyone has a fast connection.
I guess I can thank Lee for getting me into DDR4 at the very last minute.
Yeah, really.
There. It's like, it took you two tries to do it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean...
like, come on, we need more RDS, we need more DSS members on DDR. It's like, you're like, I don't know, I don't like this song. I'm like, dude, come on, do it.
Yeah, you mean like, the track that I gave up because I didn't like it and I was just lazy?
Yeah.
I've given up twice. It's pretty bad.
It's like three days before its premiere at AWA, like, I finally turned mine in.
Yeah, because like, your power go out or something?
Yeah. No, what they did is they cut my power off for some reason. Apparently, like, the check never made it to them. So, like, the power got shut off. Like,
ouch.
The day I was supposed to be sending it.
Wow.
Like, the check went down to the anime store instead of like me.
Yeah, something like that.
That's funny.
So, next thing I know, Brad DeMoss is calling me the next day, like, dude, where's your segment?
Okay.
That's funny. All right.
Oh, yeah.
What do we got here? The Loki Torrent.
Loki Torrent, oh, yeah.
You want to talk about that steak? Yeah. Apparently, he's the only one that knows about this.
I'm sure everybody's heard of Loki Torrent here.
Yeah, okay. I didn't hear about it either.
I haven't heard about that.
All right. Well, you want me to explain the situation?
Yeah, sure. Why not? We have plenty
of
time.
I've only heard bits and pieces.
Okay.
Okay. Well, supposedly, most of y'all who's used Loki Torrent or whatever should probably know what happened about a month or so ago when they finally got shut down by the MPAA under a lawsuit.
Well, I mean, tell what Loki Torrent is first. Like, tell us.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, LokiTorrent was a really large BitTorrent site that was around quite a while. It was up there with like Supernova and all the other ones that got shut down, like back in December. And somewhere, I think, I'm not sure when it actually started, but LokiTorrent set up on their front page and mentioned that the MPAA had started filing court suits against them. You know, just the same way that Supernova and the other ones went down as well. And Weber, Ed Weber, the guy who is running Loki Torrent, was supposedly going to try to fight this in a court case. So he started taking up donations from, you know, all the fans and users that used the site. And the people actually complied with this. And he ended up collecting up to a little over $29,000 from the people. And I say, I'm not sure, about a few weeks ago, the site was finally shut down by the MPAA. At least that's what the splash screen on the site says. But a lot of people were investigating because no one knew where all that money went to. I mean, a lot of these people apparently got gypped off because after a couple investigating, turned out there was no court records whatsoever, assuming that this court case ever went on. There's no word from Weber himself where the money went. And apparently the site is still registered under him and not under the MPAA. And they're notorious for literally buying out sites that they file court cases against after they win. And so a lot of people are just assuming that this guy basically took this $29,000 and ran.
Ouch.
After a really elaborate scheme.
Yeah, because isn't he based in Washington, D.C.? And he said like it was all taking place in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, something like this. The guy is doing investigating on like the IP addresses and whatnot, and yeah, he's based in Washington, D.C., and supposedly this court case took place in Dallas, but there's no records in Dallas. He called up a bunch of lawyers, all kinds of just trying to get information. There's actually a whole bunch of sites doing investigation on this as well.
Well, that's what he gets.
He's down in He's down in Mexico right now.
Probably.
Yeah, but $29,000 isn't money to, like, run to Mexico with. Like, I mean, it's a large chunk of money, but it's not like, retire and, you know.
The thing is,
the guy was, you know, if he was that way enough to, you know, hey, I'm going to gyp these people out of as much money as I can get them, you know. Doesn't show, it doesn't show too much smarts, but obviously it does if people gave him that much money.
They're willing to support a cause.
Yeah, the thing is, until we know where that money went to, we can only assume that he just took it and ran.
Right.
But apparently the MPAA did get on his case about something, but there is no court settlement, so I'm assuming that they might have made a deal and he might have just taken the money or given the money to them. No one really knows exactly what happened with the money, as far as we know.
He's not jacked in anywhere, so no one knows where he is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for the news, man.
Yeah.
And, all right, we're going to be calling Vlad pretty soon, and we're going to play some songs first before we call him. But thanks to Lady DX here for joining us for a little bit.
Thank you.
We're going to hang up on you. All right.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Later.
Okay, we got some request songs here, and we're also going to be playing the REM Sleep promo that Otaku for Life sent out to me. The first song we're going to play is Stop the Rock by Apollo 440, which was requested by P. Wolf. And they're going to play a song that my girlfriend suggested, which is Rock and Roll by Eric Hutchinson.
Oh my gosh, he is so hot.
Okay.
Totally see him live.
Okay, we're going to play him now.
Wow.
Oh, come on. your doctor if you need Project REM Sleep. Here are some of our satisfied customers. Dude, I tried Project REM Sleep and I got laid in like 10 minutes.
I tried Project REM Sleep and my penis grew 3 inches.
Hey, chicos, Project REM Sleep got me out of jail, is it?
Project REM Sleep helped me pass the fourth grade.
Oh, yeah, Project REM Sleep helped me get drunk faster.
Do not take Project REM Sleep with alcohol. If you are pregnant or nursing, do not take Project REM Sleep. Exposure to Project REM Sleep may cause mild nausea, gonorrhea, anal itching, and rectal bleeding. If you have any of these symptoms...
Oh, shit!
Figuring which club to sneak in. Fancy drinks and $50 cover charge. Lately it's been a big hassle. Heineken and Newcastle. So make sure he's fitting in and living large. Disregard the lies that he will tell him what his father like. Cause it's not hard. His charm is gonna get him through the night. If he wants to rock, he rocks. If he wants to roll, he rolls. Can roll with the punches as long as he feels like he's in control. If he wanna stay, he stays. If he wanna go, he goes. He doesn't care how he gets there, long as he gets somewhere he knows. Oh no, na 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 na. See her, heavy makeup and cut t-shirt. Every girl out wants to be her. But they look the same already, why adjust? Reading the magazine secrets, forgetting the topical regrets. If she comes home all alone, the night's a bust, it's a must. The swivel at her hips and the look she gives, it's all a trust. If only in the morning she knew where she lived. Cause if she wants to rock, she rocks. If she wants to roll, she rolls. She can roll with the punches as long as she feels like she's in control. If she wanna stay, she stays. If she wanna go, she goes. She doesn't care how she gets there, long as she gets somewhere she knows. Oh no, na 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 na. And in a wink, they're on the brink, from drink to drink. And at the bar, we cash the blow from shot to shot. It's getting hot, advance the plot to see how far it's gonna go. All the pens, so dip the friends and grab a gab. Another chance, cheap romance. Doesn't count cause the room is spinning. Nothing to lose, and they both are winning. And they fall in love as they fall in bed, they sing. If they wanna rock, they rock. If they wanna roll, they roll. They can roll with the punches as long as they feel like they're in control. If they wanna stay, they stay. If they wanna go, they go. They don't care how they get there, long as they get somewhere they know. Oh no, na 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 na.
RDS Radio, it doesn't get any more ghetto than this.
Hey. And we're back.
Oh, hey.
What's up?
Hello.
Hope you guys like those two songs. I know a lot of you guys really like the first one because everyone kind of knows who made that. Anyways, we're going to be calling Vlad here pretty soon. You guys have anything else to say before I call up Vlad? No, that's a no. All right, well, I hope Vlad is ready because we're going to give him a call right now. Come on, pick up. He might sound not too clear because I think he's going through a mixer, and the last time I talked to him, it wasn't that clear.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, Vlad. Hey. Hi, this is Coop, and we've talked earlier before, but thanks for coming on to the show with us tonight. How you been?
No problem. So, you guys are in silence.
So who's going to start asking the questions?
You can ask him, man. I wrote him up, so you can ask
That's okay.
Him.
I've got the spotlight on, so...
Yeah, you got the
spotlight. There you go.
Go ahead, all right. Lee.
All right, Vlad. I met you at AOL. You probably don't remember me, but... you probably recognize my face if you saw me, but... I got a couple questions for you. How long have you... like been making AMVs? Like, how long since the first day you put some audio and some video clips together and said this looks cool?
Well, actually, AMVs I've only been making since about 93. But the first time I put audio and video together was back in probably 87.
Ah, so, damn.
That was with,
I was just born with, like 4 years before that.
I was 2 years old when you did that.
Yeah, I know.
Nice.
Actually, 2 years before that. The only reason I did it because I was used to be involved in conventions back then, and I headed up programming, and I didn't quite have enough things to fill, and I wanted something really cool for the opening ceremony, so it came to me, wow, I'll make these videos. Probably nobody's ever thought of that. And, of course, you know, a few years later, a million other people were making them, so it wasn't as special.
Oh, yeah. So was anyone else doing AMVs while you were, like doing when you started doing them? Was any did you know anyone else that were doing them as well?
Well, where I live here, nobody was doing it. That's why I kept making them. I basically made a lot for science fiction conventions and for guest tributes and so forth because nobody else was making them, and everybody kept asking for them.
Ah, awesome.
He's well, an original.
All right, from your long time span of and when you've been involved in AMVs, do you have any favorite artist or creator or even a favorite AMV that you've seen?
Well, ironically, the first time I've ever seen, first time I ever knew that other people were making AMVs was back in 94 when I went to Anime Expo. Mm-hmm. And I seen the music video contest. And of course, then I hit myself for why didn't I enter, but ironically, actually, Nick Niedenbach?
Yeah, I heard of him.
When I saw his, you know, it was funny because when I saw his video, I said, oh, who is this idiot? And then, so I apologized to him 6 years later. But he was the only one that was actually, most people back then were, you know, you could see dropouts, the old rainbow effects, you know. It was barely, they could barely get six videos into finalists, you know. Wow. And his was the only one that was actually edited with fades, and everybody's going, ooh.
Ooh, fades.
Yeah.
Everyone knows awesome. That nowadays. It's like, now if you have fades, it's a simple video.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. But that was the first time ever that I saw a video with actually a title. He had a text title and fades, and, you know, nobody else had that, so.
Did it win the Best Tech Award?
He did it on a low-tech card in a Mac, so...
Oh, I figured he might have done, like, a video toaster or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I think it was one of the Pinnacle cards, you know, half resolution, so it was blown up, but still, you know, it was cool.
Okay. So, all right, I heard you're making something for this year. Do you have any tentative time that you're going to release it? Can you give us any hints on what it is?
Well, when I finish it, and I don't know how long it's going to take to finish. It's kind of started as, it should only take 2 months. 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's how it goes sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's kind of turning out that every frame is going to have some sort of manipulation in the whole video.
Oh God.
Wow.
You know.
For this year, do you have any... tentative time that you're going to release it? Can you give us any hints on what it is?
Well, when I finish it, and I don't know how long it's going to take to finish. It's kind of started as, it should only take 2 months. 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's how it goes sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's kind of turning out that every frame is going to have some sort of manipulation in the whole video.
Oh God.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, it's not wow. It's insanity, but...
You're like, yeah.
We'll see. We won't say anything until it turns out.
So, but do you think this is going to be your most, I guess, ambitious video in terms of manipulation and everything?
Well, I don't know, because, you know, it's... You know, I'll admit, it's not Dragon Ball Z or, you know, Naruto, you know, crossovering with something else.
It's not Dragon Ball Z versus Naruto?
No.
That's horrible.
With no Linkin Park? Come on.
Oh, no, and there's no Cowboy Bebop in it either, so...
Damn.
I'm not sure how people...
I don't know if I'm going to even watch this anymore.
There you go. That's the same feeling I got 2 years ago with my Transcending Love video, you know, I... kind of got a mixed reaction. Some people laughed at it, some people just stared at it, and others clapped. So
I was in between the staring and the clapping. I didn't really know what to think. I'm sorry. So have you made any other films other than AMVs recently or any other time?
Well, lately, I've been getting back more into conventions, too, so that's eating up my time. And for some reason, I can't get out of the AMVs. I think the last time I made a live-action video was back in 99 for a few conventions. And, you know, I want to get into a little bit more original video creation, but I've got to stop making AMVs.
Oh. No, you can't stop.
You can't. You can't
it's
stop.
It's in the blood.
So, speaking of conventions, which conventions are you going to plan to go to this year?
I'm going to cut back this year. See, unfortunately, I might as well be traveling from Asia because it costs about the same for the flights.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I know. And so it costs me about, you know, every time I go to a convention, it costs me a good, you know, $1,200 US. So last year and the previous year before I used to do four or five. So I think this year I'm going to cut it down to just two and the two conventions that I work at. So that'll do four.
Okay.
That'll be good enough.
Okay. So you're going to go to ASIN? You should go to ASIN.
Everyone's
going to ASIN.
You can meet all of us in ASIN.
Well, you're
going
to be at AWA this year, correct?
Yeah, I'll be at AWA.
Everybody goes to AWA except for my co-host.
Well,
hey!
And his girlfriend.
And me.
I'll go, maybe. Anyways.
Luke is just an enigma. He's not a real person.
I'm not. I'm really just a bot.
I know. We ignore him when we see him.
Yeah, that's cool. Anyway. I've actually been there. You guys just didn't see me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I was hiding.
You're the guy who hides behind everybody else, right?
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe I'm the stalker that everyone knows as... Never mind.
Yeah, stop.
Speaking of conventions and stuff like that, do you know who Q is? Are you familiar?
Patrick? Yeah, I know who Patrick is.
Yeah. Are you have any thoughts on him leaving the community? At the conventions?
He's not really leaving the community. He's just stopped doing conventions.
Yeah, just stopped.
Yeah,
it's
not like he's dead or anything, but, you know, I knew Patrick really well, and, you know, after a while, what happens is you kind of burn out, you know. He kept taking more and more on, so basically he was living, breathing, and doing AMV stuff. I used to do that with conventions too in the past, and it just gets too much after a while for anybody to do. So it's one of those things you want to move on, you know.
Yeah, I got a chance to talk with him during New Year's, and some of the stuff he was doing, I was just like, wow, that's really massive. All the things that he had done for like the convention community and stuff, it was just crazy.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know.
You want to shed some light on this? Give him some credit at least.
Oh, I know. I mean, the stuff he does was amazing, but I mean, just I don't know. Like, I mean, it's kind of hard to fathom, like why he was doing all that for. I mean, just sheer purpose of. I mean, just because he loved it so much, you know.
Well, that and he got a girlfriend, so you know.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Wife. Girlfriend turned wife, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll normally do it. That'll usually kill the hobby very quickly, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, it's unless your wife edits AMVs, you know, then closes that chapter very quickly.
I'm sorry!
What? You're not my wife.
But girlfriends were included into this, no?
I guess.
So I'm sorry! I apologize to the AMV community.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I'm sure it's the other way around, too.
The females are holding us down.
Right. Ouch.
Ouch.
That's me, too.
Well, it's a good thing.
Hey, there's a lot of good female editors now. What are you talking about, man?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
When I used to be in clubs, even in anime clubs and other conventions, there maybe used to be like 5% female. Mm-hmm. So... anybody even knew about any technical thing, you know, it was like, wow, cool. So, you know, it's been
like everyone would start hitting on him because they're there. Pretty much.
I just need to be 20 years younger, that's all.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, maybe you'll luck out.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you can be like Vic. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna say it. We're gonna have bash people on this show. Anyways, you got any thoughts on the VCAs this year?
Well, you know, it's a popularity contest. It always has been. I mean, which is fine. Which is okay. You know, like, you know, there's always the controversy, and then always the. I mean, there's some good videos in there, so it's good to see some videos that usually don't get any attention or people don't bother. You know, so.
Do you have any in mind in any specific category at all?
Well, usually I actually take quite a bit of time to watch them all and that, but this year. Things I've been so busy, so actually I must admit that I haven't been watching that many.
That's okay. You're not the only one. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
Well, when there's the semifinals, there's like 100 videos. You know, you only have so many hours. So, we'll see if we can get some votes in, but I don't know this year.
Okay.
Yeah. This year's been rather interesting year for the VCAs, but. I think it's on my second year of the VCA, so I wouldn't really know what is normal.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like I said, it's a different kind of contest. It's more of an internal contest on everybody who's entered their videos. So, you know, it's kind of like any other contest. I suppose you send them in, or here it comes from the catalog. But obviously, here instead of like 100 videos or 20 or 30 per category, you have thousands per category. So
yeah, it's true.
It's a lot harder to pick them out.
If you've seen the stats, there's like 6,000 videos this year.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, unfortunately, you know those that sort of are people have talked about or people know about, kind of get the spotlight. But there's really nothing else you can do about that.
Yeah. Well. So do you have any kind of current obsessions with a particular anime series or an AMV or just life in general?
Current obsessions? Well, I don't have time to watch anime because I'm too busy making videos. Isn't that ironic? Yeah. Got all this stuff I want to watch, but I can't watch it. Actually, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
All this old school stuff is coming out, so, I've been watching a lot of that, but stuff that people, don't remember.
Retro anime.
Last year I made a lot more videos with older anime, and people were like, "What is this? I never heard of this."
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like, yeah, Kimberly Orange Road. Nobody's ever heard of it. Oh my god, what's the world coming to?
Yeah. So, what do you think of this new generation of anime fan?
To you, because you have a different perspective than most other people.
I mean, let's face it. Like 80% of people that go to cons are gonna just cosplay as Naruto characters.
Well, It's kind of a cycle, like AMVs along with conventions kind of started off as the little side thing, I used to be big in science fiction conventions, when it was big highlight was in the late 80s, early 90s, anime conventions. Ooh.
What
was
that? Oh, crap.
I don't know.
It wasn't
anyways.
Me.
Okay, thought somebody maybe died or something.
No, it's fine. Okay.
But, there we go again. But conventions used to be just the little gatherings, that people would barely notice and just laugh at,
Yeah.
Like even in the 90s, I got one of the groups here to do a panel, and I had to convince them to do Sailor Moon because nobody else would know what the stuff is, right? So. Well.
Was there like a huge fan following of a certain anime like there is nowadays, like back in the day?
Well, what's ironic, what really drove fandom back in the, I would say, mid-90s? The lack of fan subs. So, what would usually happen is, that's how I met a lot of people, be a group of us that would watch something, unsubtitled, and it wouldn't be uncommon to watch, like, episode, 20 of Series X, unsubtitled, and you've never seen it before, so... get together and go, have you figured it out yet? No, not yet.
That would have been pretty fun.
That's awesome.
So you needed people just to get a second view if you had figured out the story. Because we used to, one of our first anime in the anime group that I belonged to that kind of started here was we watched The Ultimate School Teacher. And that's not a good anime to watch with no subtitles and not knowing what's going on. Because it's totally just whacked. And
did you guys figure out what they were actually teaching?
there isn't a storyline, so, you know, you might as well put music to it because you ain't going to figure out.
That
you know, now it's changed. Everybody's spoiled now, you know. You get things, you buy things at every grocery store, you know, right next to the lettuce, you know. And
anime on sale.
I don't know which store you shop at.
And then, you know, in AMVs, you know, like, you can download them, you know.
Yeah, don't you have, do you have, like, you have some stories about, like, younger creators kind of just, like, saying that they didn't like your videos for certain reasons?
Well, well, it's, I guess what's kind of interesting is back in the old days, you know, like, the only thing I had to worry about was timing and good scenes, you know, and, people used to just freak out when you could hit, like, 6 beats in a row. People go, wow, that's so cool, you know. Yeah. Now, I mean, now if you make 3D masks, make things rotate, and, you know, and things come out of the screen, people go, oh, yeah, I've seen that, Vic Pong did that last week, yeah, no big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, because, I mean, even though I've only been, like, on the org since, like, 2003, like, I've been watching, keeping up with AMVs for, like, a long time, and I've been watching since, like, 2000, so I know, like, downloading, like, all the old stuff, like, not, I guess not old stuff in comparison, but, like, stuff that's not, you know, pretty new, like, I mean, some of, like, Shane's old things, and, I mean, you know, like, his Baccalaureate videos and his, like, Kyoto Combat video, like, those were, like, my golden videos back in the day, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, and I used to... You know, I didn't used to get into viewing other people's AMVs until about 2000 because, like I said, pretty. I thought, you know, there ain't that many people out there who do this. And shock, shock, shock. But, you know, because when I went into 2000, it was the first time I ever competed, you know, I spent all this time on my introduction and After Effects, and afterwards the video was kind of an afterthought, you know, like, wow, them, they'll just freak out. Yeah, and then the stuff I seen, it were like, oh my God. You know, this isn't going to work. You just get blown away. And that was just, you know, that was, of course, the Kevin Caldwell era. So,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, speaking
you
of him.
You mean the Believe video?
Is Believe still your number one favorite, according to your org
profile? Yeah, I know. I got to update that. Well, I guess it's one of the first video. I'm one of the few people that like battle athletes, you know, I must admit. You know, go for that sappy stuff, you know. So,
hey, you're pretty sappy sap too, man. Don't worry.
Yeah, so, you know, like...
Yeah, when you think of Lee, you think sap.
I watched it twice, you know, and had a lump in my throat, you know, and, you know the whole sappy stuff. But, so, having a video, and actually, I got into the video because of Believe, you know? And I just thought it was really cool because it was kind of really drama, you know? It was a real dramatic video in one sense. And so I guess it'll always be number one in one reality.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that video was quite groundbreaking when it first came out, you know.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know what? Everybody kind of went because nobody really seen battle athletes back then. It was like no biggie. So you know, everybody's like, oh yeah, they're just clips. And you know, at the end, Kevin Caldwell's friend, you know, was going to people, and people are going, well, you know, it was a cool video. You know, it was kind of nothing special. You know, guy goes, dude, you don't know all the stuff he did in this. You know, he watched the anime go. Wait a minute, oh my gosh, you know, all the little subtle things and all the video he has on the screens and that, it doesn't even exist in the anime, so.
Right.
Like, hell, I can't even do that now.
And so, yeah, that was quite an interesting experience, Anime Expo, because that was the last time they had judging, so you had to sit through like 75 videos in a room that was like freezing cold. You know, the air conditioning on was off all night. And it was really ironic. That was the only time I was in a room where there was the Kevin Caldwell camp in one. He was sitting with his little fans. There was the Joe Crosdale camp on the other side. In the middle was the Shane Lee camp. And the Brad DeMoss, which you couldn't help notice, you know, he was the loudest of all the bunch, of course, was over there. So it was like all these people I had no idea, you know. And there's these big camps, you know, they have their little followings beside them. So, you know, like Kevin Caldwell's video came on, and the first thing you'd hear is, all right, Kevin Caldwell! And you'd hear Joe going, oh, whatever.
Wow.
Just, you know, his laugh, you know. And somebody, you know, made a comment like, Well, why don't we just give Kevin Conwell the award now and go home, call it a night, you know, and Joe Croza would be really upset by that comment because, you know, like, they're sitting there. You never know these people. Going, what's going on here, you know?
Yeah.
What's going on?
So did you ever have that type of fandom for you? Or is it just starting for you?
No, well, the only thing that was really... I must admit, the only thing that was really cool is this. At 2000, when they said, you know, they used to give a little consolation, a little videotape with a plaque on it. Mm-hmm. So all finalists got to go up and pick it up. So as soon as they said Vlad, everybody goes, Vlad, oh, you know, all these girls, go, oh, what a cool name. Cool. And they started going, Vlad, Vlad.
Then they saw you go off the stage.
Yeah, that wore off very quickly. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, dude, he's my dad.
Too bad they have any Canadian followers or anything like that.
No, I don't have to. Actually, I couldn't believe how many people know me in Europe. You know, I was really blown away there. Like, I was like, oh my god, people actually know me there.
It must be the name.
Well, I guess I inspired a lot of people there, so I was really floored with that. So
awesome.
That's cool.
No, I don't have any 12-year-old fangirl, so.
That you know of.
I know, yeah. You know of.
I think they're kind of have their hands tied right now. Anyways,
so do you want to take any calls? People want to ask Vlad some questions.
Yeah, let's. Calls anyone?
We gotta kick someone off the Skype, though.
Uh oh.
Ow. Okay.
Either Great Grace
I'll
or
go.
Steak.
I'll go.
Great Steak.
I'll go.
No.
I feel bad. I have to go round up. I have to go tell those 12-year-old fangirls that.
Oh.
Tell them that I'll be there after the show.
I'll be on the weekend, I guess, in a little bit. So
every time Vic sees me, every time Vic sees me, he calls me dad. So you know.
Oh.
That's good.
Okay. Well, bye, Grace.
Okay, I'll be back.
Bye, bye.
In a little bit. Bye, bye.
All right.
Okay,
I think we got P-Wolf.
Yeah, we got
calling.
P-Wolf.
Oh no.
I hope he has his freaking mic fixed because he uses a.
He has his weird Bluetooth mic and sometimes just spazzes out and starts. All right, P-Wolf, what do you want?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? You got a question for Vlad here?
Yeah. What was it?
No, you're not my lost son. No.
Like, damn it!
No mistake is. Yeah.
What was it? It was a last con season. Whenever you enter in contest, everyone's like, oh no, it's Vlad, oh no, I'm gonna lose, he won the category or whatever. How do you feel about that? Do you take offense to that, or I'm just kind of curious as to what you think?
You know, I'm happy I proved people wrong, because yeah, I know that's what happened at Otakon, because you went, you know, twice in a row. I mean, it happens to Tim too. Like, well, who wants to ever go into comedy, or you know. It's the same thing with romance. Like, people go, what are you doing? Which category are you entering? Well, why? Well, I just want to make sure I'm in another category. Like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
and it would be the same thing with Tim. It was always like, well, don't go into comedy if Tim's in there. And, you know, I mean, and after I won two in a row, I suppose a guy could play it safe and go into romance again. But, you know, I went into comedy. I went against Tim. I lost, but... I just don't have that twisted sense of humor, but, you know, I don't know, I think it's a lot less now because there's a lot more contests, a lot more diversity in winning, which is really good. Like, you don't see that much often, you know, you don't see, you know, one person winning, you know, 50 awards, well, theoretically.
I do have one question for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to enter against Chang this year at Otakon?
We want to see him go down.
I'm not going to say if I enter romance, but it won't be because I want to beat Mr. Chang.
You know, I think beating Chang is a very worthwhile ambition.
You really should.
Well, you know, whatever.
I think you can pretty much.
He doesn't. You know. I mean, you know what's going to happen. You know, Mr. X, who's nobody's ever heard of before, will probably come and win it all anyway. So.
He's lucky that I'm not going to interview
him. You can be Mr. X this year, and you can die happy once knowing that you beat Chang.
What about if, you know, I heard Euphoria 2 will do it?
What? No!
We're not done with it yet.
We're not done with it. We're still working on it.
Is it part 3 first and then part 2? Kind of a.
Yeah. Actually, we're going to release a trailer. at Otakon.
Yeah. And then we'll release the whole thing at AWA.
Yeah, there you go.
And you'll be disqualified because they don't take trailers.
Ouch. Okay, it's a parody.
We'll make them. All right. Do you got any more questions, P-Wolf?
No, but the nice guys at BSP want me to say BSP is better than RDS.
That's a lie. Okay.
All right, see you guys later.
All right.
Later. All right, does anyone else want to call
in? Yeah, we got SSJ Vegeta going to call in.
All right, SSJ Vegeta 0609.
Let's see if he can...
Ron.
From the BSP, which is
he's a good SSJ Vegeta, unlike the other ones who are unknown. Let's see if he's on.
Well, he's not the good SSJ. He's from the BSP, which is
Hey, what's up,
the rival studio that's so much better than your own?
No, that's a lie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I must be the only one without a studio name, right?
No, you're not. There's a lot of people out there. We're trying to recruit them still.
Adam X doesn't have a studio. I mean,
it's just loyalty. It's all it is.
You know, for the first year, people used to ask me, "So is Vlad your real name?" yeah. Oh, okay.
So what's your question for us, SSJ? All
right, well, I'm a fan of your work, Vlad, and actually my favorite video of yours was something you made back in 2002. It was Destiny of the Dark with the Batman theme and Vampire Hunter D. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I just thought that was just a really good mix, and it was very cool. But, I don't know, thinking about that video really made me see just sort of how the different mentalities of originality in AMVs have been changing over the past years. And you're someone who's been around a long time, and I was just wondering if you thought that there was any point where, like, AMVs really peaked, I guess, your favorite sort of time period for AMVs.
Well, I guess it really breaks down into eras, right? Like, when video editing or digital editing was, you know, really not, you know, you couldn't afford it unless you had a studio. What they used to do with two VCRs, like Lee Thompson, what he used to do with his little camera is, you know, I see some of the stuff and I go, wow, that was pretty good digital editing. He goes, no, that was done on camera. I heard people would actually tape things on one screen and play it over, you know, to get this weird effect. So, you know, so kind of in the late 90s, that kind of really peaked there, you know. And then, of course, digital editing came along and things went downhill because people didn't, you know, people had to put the butterflies and, you know, everything else in, you know, in the toolbox. It was really cool, you know, you had all these effects that you never could have, so you had to go through every single one of them in AMVs. So they kind of, people were really experimenting, and, you know, it's kind of peaked. Digital editing has peaked to some extent, but now people are really taking it in a different direction. You know, they're starting to add original stuff into it, so...
Pretty soon, I don't think there's even going to be anime in it anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's after a while, you won't have to worry about being sued because nobody will recognize what it is.
Oh, yeah.
But, so it's kind of went through cycles, you know, like... You know, what's next? Well, right now digital editing is a big thing, but who knows?
I think we're all going to start going more towards the 3D and stuff. Like,
no, never! Because I can't do it.
Like, well, possibly.
20 years from now, we'll have holographic editing.
One thing I think people always forget that AMVs isn't about, you know, the most coolest thing you can put on the screen and the most sophisticated, right? Like, you can still make a really good video. I mean, people always say, well, you know, what about the old days with the VCR as well? It's just impractical to make a video. But that doesn't mean you can't make one in that same style.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you there. Do you think that, like, sort of whenever a new program comes out, like, I guess most recently you can talk about After Effects. I mean, do you think that sort of creates this wave of different styles of editing now that pretty much everybody's doing digital?
Well, I kind of see it as... Two things. Like, some people, you know, they say, oh, that was cool, how'd you do it? And you go, After Effects. So they kind of really want to genuinely learn it, and they do through AMVs. I mean, that's how I learned. I mean, one of the only reasons I learned After Effects is because of making music videos. Not really. I wouldn't have any other motivation to do it in a sense of just sitting down and putting clips down and trying to figure it out. I just did it. I have a vision. I'm going to figure out how to do this. I mean, I think that's one reason why people do it. Of course, the other reason is because they see all this cool stuff, you know, all this really neat stuff, and everybody loves it, so they got to go, well, that's the program I got to have because that's the only way to make popular videos. Well, I mean, that's fine too if you want to do it that way, but sometimes maybe that's the wrong reason.
Well, I think that Coop's partially to blame with Euphoria, and it's funny because, I mean,
no!
you use Magic and MS Paint for that, and yet everybody, then After Effects came out, and everybody's making videos that sort of almost emulate the style of Euphoria, and they're using After Effects, and it's just, I don't know, it's almost ironic.
Coop, will you teach me After Effects?
Yes.
Coop, teach me how to be popular.
Dude, just come to my room after.
You know, it just goes to show that, you know, I think people think too much that it's the program doing all the work. Well, it's not. No, you can know After Effects better than anybody else, but that doesn't mean you're going to make a better music video than somebody else.
Yeah, that's right, Lee.
And proves it, you know, when you can use inferior products to make a reasonable video, there you go. Right.
And that's why BSP will always be better than RDS.
No.
Because we have more members.
It also helps to do different types of songs.
Yeah, the BSP collab, that was all the same.
No, that's absolutely true. Yeah. We're two... The whole studio competition thing is a joke. We're two completely different studios. You can't compare us.
Yeah.
BT is the only one who does anything non-action in BSP.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, thanks for calling in, SSJ.
Thanks.
No problem.
Thanks for calling.
All right, see you, man. And thanks for answering those questions, Vlad. We're going to play some songs right now. You can still hang around, Vlad, if you want. And you can talk a little bit more after these songs. But we're going to play some more requested songs. We have Benefit Super Mario Brothers Rap, which is requested by Tuathon Warrior. And
That's
then we also
song.
Have Death Voice of the Soul as requested by Farlow. Oh. And here we go.
You borrow my car, and then you give it a test.
What, the Mario test?
Mario. Mario's a fucking psycho.
It's 1986, I'm in the first grade. I'm working really hard to get Mario laid. I gotta save the princess so he can get the pussy. Believe me, Mario will get that ass, so fuck Luigi. Mario really wants to get her in bed. So bad that he's busting up bricks with his head. He just wants sex, so forget the wedding bells. Jumping on little mushroom men and turtle shells. Dropping down green pipes and secret passageways. Making his move to the end where the final castle lays. Eat a magic mushroom, grow a little higher. Eat a white flower and spit balls of fire. All these creatures that attack won't cut Mario slack. Oh shit, hold on, I'll be right back. I'm gonna beat the game if it takes me all summer. It's gotta be hard to get laid if you're a plumber. That's why I'm gonna work extra hard for my man and get him to the end so we can stop using his hand. Mario doesn't wanna get hit, he'll shrink. The princess won't fuck a little kid, I think. So stay grown and attend to your own, and eventually the princess will attend to your bone.
Save the princess quick because she wants a dick. And if you let her free, you get the pussy. Save the princess quick because she wants a dick. And if you let her free, you get the pussy.
Bowser's trying to get head right now from the princess. But if it's up to me, that's it'll stop this instance. Cloud people throwing little spiked animals. Green plants with teeth that attack like cannibals. I heard nobody's yet running the princess's oven. And Mario always says,
Virgin, I love him.
I hate the Koopa Troopas, so I'm gonna run up and jump on the back of their cells till I get one up. I'm gonna keep playing and I'm never gonna quit, cause some kid at school told me you can see the princess tits. I wanna beat it before any of my friends do, so I can say I put pussy up on Mario's menu. At the end of each level, I jump and get the flag and say to myself, another castle in the bag. I hope Bowser's ready cause he's in for a ride, and Mario's serious when it comes to homicide. The princess is a freak even though she has class. Mario will take a plunger and put it in her ass. I hate the cannons that shoot at you constantly, and I hate platforms that fall out from below me. It's all worthwhile just to see Mario smile, standing next to the princess, buck naked profile. That's why it's my crusade to get Mario laid. Super Mario Brothers, best game ever made.
Save the princess quick because she wants a dick. And if you let her free, you get the pussy. Save the princess quick because she wants a dick. And if you let her free, you get the pussy.
RDS Radio, feeling oh so silky smooth.
RDS Radio. Listen to Coop and Knives have hot man sex. Well, not really.
Hey, and we're back. Hi, yeah. So anyways, we're going to be closing the polls soon for the AMV of the week, so if you want to get your vote in now. And we'll take a couple more callers for Vlad over here. Actually, I have a question for you, Vlad. It's from an anonymous user.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah. Do you think the org has been good, bad, or kind of both for the AMV community as a whole, and where do you think it'll go from here?
Straight to hell.
Anyway, that's Vlad.
That's a pretty loaded question, but I think it's been good generally.
there have been, you know, obviously some people have kind of been, you know, left it or grown out of it, a lot of the older creators, but I still think it's pretty well positive. And obviously I'm still around, so I believe in it.
Okay.
And I think it's the community you make, you know.
So where do you think it's going to go?
Where do I think it's going to go? Well, as long as AMVs keep going, then I think it'll be around.
We're getting a big echo here. Did someone use headphones or not using headphones?
No, it's just you.
Ouch. Okay.
Yeah.
Are we good now? Yeah, that's better. That's better.
No, there he goes.
Yeah, so... still getting an echo.
There, but I turned it down, but...
But I think it's still going to... I think it'll go as long as AMVs continue and popularity continues. I think the Oryx popularity is going to continue because really it's the biggest AMV community. It's
and it's the Mecca of AMVs.
The Mecca of AMVs.
In terms of the forums, people complain about them, but no matter where you go, there's always a few that you know can spoil it or
try to
maybe as courteous as they should be. I think it's all good.
That's good. All right. Well, that probably answers his question. Does anyone else have any other questions out there before we...
But we're about to lock the voting on the AMV of the week.
You can lock it, Lee, if you want
to. All right, I lock it.
Okay. Well, we're going to lock the AMV of the week voting.
Oh, this is bad.
What?
It's tied.
It's tied? Oh. Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Who is it tied for? Oh, it's tied.
It's a tie of 6 votes between Angels Redemption 2 and Full Metal Persica.
Both of which are really great videos. Just had the the pleasure of watching Full Metal Persica, the edited, the director's cut. And that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Well, I don't know.
Both are winners.
Yeah, they're both winners. You know, everyone's a winner. Just kidding. We'll give them both the winners for this week. Because it's the first time we actually did this.
Cool.
I think Berserk has a question, so we'll get him online again. No one else seems to be responding, so let's see.
Come to us, Berserk.
Let's see if he has it ready. Hey, Berserk, you there?
Yeah.
What's up? What's your question, man?
What's up? Well, back on the con thing, what would you probably say your most successful video was at any sort of con that you've been to or submitted to or whatever?
Well, ironically, it's the one I've never thought would be, but that would be probably Memories Dance in both convention and probably popularity, which I'm, you know, more than happy because I wanted to do the best Miyazaki tribute I could, and I'm very happy that fans, you know, find some emotion on it, and if I can make even one person happy, then I've done my job.
I'll have to check that one out later then.
You haven't seen it? Oh, God.
Dude, watch that stuff.
Oh, man.
Man, where have you
been?
You need
to get back to your AMV basics, dude.
Yeah. I've got to go back and see a bunch of stuff, though, but...
Definitely put that on your list.
Yeah, it's going to go up there pretty high then.
All right, thanks for your comment.
2 years old already, so, but still.
Yeah, I'll still check it out, though. I'm always interested in new stuff.
That's going to... I always call that my funeral video. You know, that's the one that they play on your funeral. You know, everybody has one. Ian has his funeral video. Coop, well, we know his funeral
what?
Video.
What? I don't... What? Which one? What? What are you talking... Snow Glow?
That's a joke.
It is a joke. That's the point
of
it.
That's only if, like, all the creators die at once who made that.
That can be arranged. Are you ready to go down, Snake?
Not yet. I'm too beautiful to die.
Oh, okay.
I think Rosar wants to call in. That's
really? Okay. All right, let me hang up on Rosar here. Thanks for the question, man.
See you guys later.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yep.
All right, we have Rosard coming in. Let's get him online.
Good old Brian Nickerson.
Brian Nickerson.
He's been around for a long time, too.
Nah, yeah.
You should ask him about his mom.
He'll probably have a very hard question.
Yeah. Hey, I was the first person to meet Rosard's mom.
Dude, that's it. That's it. Vlad, Rosard's mom. It's perfect.
Right. I'm going to be about my mom and not me.
So, what's up, man?
Not a whole lot. I just got back from seeing Dane Cook perform.
Oh, he's great.
Funny man, yeah.
What? You have
what?
A real life? Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I actually have a real life. You know, that's why I haven't been here like the past three broadcasts.
Oh, so you're just shafting us, you jerk.
Oops. Yeah.
So, what you got for us, man?
Never mind. I got a question for Vlad. Why aren't you coming to JCon this year, man?
Dude, no one's coming to JCon this year.
That's because it's far away. Going to awesome. Sakura Con the week before. And did I mention it's far away?
did it throw you off that they moved it like a week in, or a month and a half earlier?
Yeah, that's probably what did it too, yeah. Because I already committed to Sakura Con before that, so kind of when I learned it was a week after, it was like, oh, that's not going to work.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know why they moved it back so far, but oh, well.
The main reason I'm not going is because there's this guy, his name is Brian, he lives down there in South Queens.
Yeah, what an asshole, God.
Yeah,
I can't be within 50-mile radius.
What's really sad is More Than Toast kind of, you know, they had a, you know, they pretty well won everything down there, and then, you know, I kind of gave him a little bit of a run, little bit, and then Ian, you know, he kind of dethroned them, and now we're back to, so, you know, you're going to have to work really hard.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to JCon this year, dude. I'm serious.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going there.
Yeah, hardly anyone's going.
It's going to be empty. No one's going to go there.
How about you go to ASA and Rosard?
Yeah, Rosard, come on.
I'm trying, man.
Dude, you say that every year. Just go now.
Dude, fly so up to Atlanta, and then you can fly up there with me.
What the hell? You mean drive up to Atlanta and then fly with you?
Sad thing for me is if I go to JCon or ASIN, it'll be exactly the same cost. That's pretty sad, eh?
but the thing is, ASIN is better.
I see.
Damn. Well, we'll see. I'm gonna try and make both this year, seeing as they're not like 1 week apart.
Yeah, yeah. Things are really grouped together. Like I can't even go to Otakon because I'll be at Anime Evolution because I run the AMV room there. So it's like there goes Otakon.
Yeah. Everything's going to hell.
Yeah.
Alright, I gotta go. Sorry, guys.
Alright, see you, man.
I can be on for the whole thing.
That's fine.
Brian, I've got a life.
We have another caller up online. We have Zero Serenity. Let's see if he's online. There he is. I think he has a question for Vlad.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? You got a question for Vlad here?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Okay,
the question I always have to ask, have I met you yet?
No, I don't think so.
I forget everybody. That's all right.
So, what's your question, man?
Do you have any advice for newbies as the like?
Advice. Well, my advice, I guess, always is that, you know, don't do what others want you to do. Do what you want to do. You know, like both in music and in AMVs, and don't let other people discourage you. I mean, it's become kind of AMVs have become sort of like movies. You know, like oh my God, that wasn't really good. But it's a hobby, so you gotta enjoy it as a hobby. And if you stop enjoying it or people pressure you into doing something or changing things or using this, just do what you like to do. That's my advice.
Okay.
Yeah, critiquing has been rather harsh lately.
Yeah.
That's some pretty good advice.
It is. It's something different if you do a, you know, $5 million, you know, $50 million or $100 million movie, you know, and obviously you go and spend money on it then, but, you know, AMVs, I think people should, appreciate it as a little bit more of a hobby too. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good advice. All right, thanks a lot for calling, man.
See ya.
And we have one last caller. It's Otaku for Life. He's the head of Project REM Sleep, and I think he has a question for Vlad here.
Test.
Hello. Hi, you're online. What's up?
You're on RDS Radio.
Yeah, ooh.
Hey, soul belongs to us.
What's your question, man?
4 million viewers. Oh, sorry, listeners.
You know we have viewers now.
Right.
We get you a webcam, you don't know where it is.
We just stuck it up in your computer somewhere. Is he here? Hello?
Hello? Otaku for life?
Are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your question for Vlad here? Hello? Hello? I don't think his setup is working.
We're going to give you like 5 seconds, then we're going to cut
you off. 5 seconds, and we're going to cut you off. 5, 4, 3.
Speak, man.
2. And he's gone. Okay, well, that was fun. You guys have anything else to say to Vlad before we let him go here?
Just thanks for giving us your time, man. Really appreciate it.
Sure, no
yeah,
problem.
Thanks a lot for getting on. I'm sure a lot of people really liked what you were saying to
us. Yeah,
sure. you're a legend. You know it.
You are a legend, man. Everyone knows you.
Right.
You really are. Trust me. Like, everyone looks up to you.
Yeah.
All right. See you, man.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was pretty cool. I'm going to play the last 3 songs here, which were suggested or requested for tonight, and then that should be it.
Yep.
Let's see, what do we have? We have that, and that. Okay, we have the first song. We have Gunther, the Ding Dong song, as requested by Aqua Sky, and we have Flame from the Witch Hunter Robin soundtrack, as requested by Berserk. And then I put in another song there that you guys will see when it plays. Okay. Let me put those on. All right.
Oh, you touch my tra-la-la. My ding-ding-dong.
You're listening to RDS Radio. Now push the green button.
What happened?
Someone set up us the project. We get signal.
What?
Main screen turn on.
It's new. How are you, gentlemen? All your video games are belong to us.
What you say? Video Game Project 3, bitch. We'll be right back.
Written of Destination Studios Radio with Coop Scaba and She's Knives.
Hey, and we're back. We're about to just sign off now. Thanks, everyone, for listening in. And we're still taking commercials or promos or anything, because we really have to have stuff in filling in between those songs, and we've been playing like the same stuff over and over again. So,
yep, multi-year project, your VCA video, something.
Anything. Plug yourself. We don't care. Do whatever. Be shameless about... Go naked. I don't care. Well, actually, I do care.
Crazy, go nuts.
If you go naked, Coop might actually start hitting on you.
I'll hit on you, no, regardless. But anyways,
yeah,
we need more of that stuff. And request songs, some more songs, and make sure you get those songs to me before the actual show, because it's really hard to like manage people sending me files while the show is going on. And topic suggestions, keep suggesting some topics, maybe some people you'd like to hear interviewed for the show.
Yep, check out our forums.
Check out the forums. Go there. It's cool.
Yes.
There's cool stuff there. Sign up. And
there I have power.
Okay, and you guys,
I don't use.
You guys have anything else to say? I guess not.
Well, I got a new video finished.
What'd you got?
Gotta upload it.
Okay, new video from Steak. You watch out for that. Yes. It's probably really good. I haven't seen it because he's been not whoring the betas.
I saw it. It is really good.
Okay. You didn't see it.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I did. You saw the beta.
You saw the beta.
That's close.
Yeah, whatever.
Enough. Okay.
Same thing.
Anyways, thanks for listening. This is Coop and Lee, Steak, and my girlfriend Grace signing off.
All right.
Bye.